Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the fall forward fawn herself, Sandy Reavy.
This time of year. Yay.
It is episode 274 and October 23rd. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we start today, the 23rd, Monday, Sun ingress Scorpio.
Getting down with the Scorpios.
Tuesday, the 24th, Sun trine Saturn retrograde.
It's our signal.
Saturday, the 28th, three transits, the first Mars opposing Jupiter retrograde.
Make or break.
Full moon at 5 degrees of Taurus.
It's a partial lunar eclipse.
And Mercury opposing Jupiter retrograde.
Promising.
And October 29th, Sunday, Mercury conjunct Mars.
Stand on your word.
Then in Talisman Times, Sandy has no finished, however, upcoming to excite my group of friends. On the horizon, we have our November forecast and cheat sheet PDF ready and waiting for this weekend. October 26th, we have a free event. This is to everybody and anybody. This is all virtual, and it is Mercury learning about communication. Then we also have our 2024 retreat list, and in our house, Sandy and I are going to reflect on a very special message. So stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you does.
Hello, fall forward fawn.
So much that. Yeah, it's a beautiful time to go to the Fall Forward event in Michigan that I am one of the hosts.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm gonna thank everyone who's sent in going direct emails, sent in their reviews. And I have a message. This is from Z. The intention and affirmation we identified during our conversation was perfect. This week, I felt a sense of peace, relief, and a level of assurance and confirmation when I recited these words, a lighter feeling and an inner sense of calm. So far, the wording feels just right. For now, I've tentatively blocked off for my talisman time so that I'm available. I'm so excited. Also, I received the recording from our talk and I will be listening to it repeatedly this week and weekend. Thank you so much. I'm so excited for the talisman time. That is, she's like right in between. She's done the consultation with you about the talisman, what you're creating together. And it's just now the waiting period of when that now happens.
Right, she's got a November go time date, and she's just a wonderful, oh my gosh, Colette Baron-Reid, who loves our product and wears multiple pieces, really spoke well. She spoke about us at her Oracle Palooza, right? She showed product, she wore hers, and so many people came on from that, and Z is one of them. So, but I've been super, super busy really with a lot of personal intention bracelets and the consults and identifying what is it you want to, what are the words that equate to the vision that you have of yourself? I can do that. I guess I'm getting better and better and better at it. And I guess I always was good at it. I just, sometimes we don't even know our own talents, right? And so we have.
It's not always the easiest to see within ourselves, but it's so cool that, going through the personal intention process is a great exploration because it's like, how can you define in words what is your latest intention? What are you working on? And then that affirmation of like, what do you need to hear in order to feel motivated towards that goal? Towards that intention.
And
And
actually to know that there's the energy is about, right? And because I'm looking, I'm sharing it on the recording, you know, on our consult, and sharing their chart and showing what's going on. So
right.
Yeah.
So cool. So yeah, shall we get into the transits?
Yeah.
So we start off today is Scorpio season, Sun ingress Scorpio.
Yeah, get down with the Scorpios. You know, this is, you know, going down, going into the deep waters, the dark waters, you know. You know, Scorpios are afraid of anything. That's why it's always, you know, Halloween season right around Scorpios. Dun, 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 dun.
Right.
It's just that.
And usually Scorpios get a bad rep sometimes. You know, they're like the mistrusting ones, or the ones that will, you know, be sneaky or secretive. And those are just the, like, sometimes the limitation of that zodiac sign. The benefits of Scorpio,
you know, Scorpios can be possessive. They can be manipulative. It is one of their tools that they can misuse, mm-hmm. right? But they're loyal, right? But they could be over loyal, which is then possessive, right?
So, right.
You know, it could be, if they're just using a little, you know, it's kind of like homeopathic, right? A little bit of the poison is good for you.
Right. So yeah, this Scorpio season, tell us what you know.
Well, no, it sounds like a new show, right? Getting down with the Scorpios.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But no, it's just that, you know, they're the research project directors. They're the private eyes, you know, they're the truth seekers.
So what's a good thing for, you know, even non Scorpio individuals, because you have somehow Scorpio in your chart? What is a good way to utilize this Scorpio energy for the season?
You know, dive into your own emotions, because it's a water sign. The Scorpio is, and you know, in find out what you're hiding. You know, are you private? Why are you private? Why don't you share this? You know, I've got a lot of my friends have moon in Scorpio, which, you know, you won't know some of their deepest, darkest secrets. They will just mm-hmm. never tell you they've won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They're not bad. They're not even secrets to them. It's private information. They hold things dear. They hold their cards close to them.
Right.
And oftentimes, they will need to look for an escape route. It's like, they are not as trusting as, say, the normal person, because they can always see, you know, the
malicious side,
possibilities that could go wrong.
Right. Okay. Well, let's move on to October 24th. That's the next day, Tuesday. And this is Sun trine Saturn retrograde.
Yeah, this is our signal. Sun trining any outer planet, Sun trining Saturn here is retrograde. He's about to turn direct. So he's all, you know, they turn in the opposite direction. We know Saturn's retrograde, so he's about to go straight. So it's really nice, because it's a nice connection to get a trine. So it's like back to work. Like, you've had your rest, you've had your respite. You know, it's kind of like sometimes when you've been gone from a duty or a responsibility or something, it's kind of like, you know what, I'm ready to get back in my ambitious mode. Right. And so that's what Saturn is doing. It's kind of like, let's get prepared. You just mentioned something before we got on the call about what you and your boyfriend's plans are, right? There's some sort of long-term plan that you're really looking forward to. And I bet if I go to the ephemeris, you gave me a date. And I just think it would be funny to look at that right now mm-hmm. and tell me when Saturn is going retrograde next year is the end of June. June 29th. So
it sounds right about the time frame we were discussing. Yeah.
Right. So kind of what has been in your crawl, right? Like, what has been like, all right, now's the time, right?
Mm-hmm. You
know, me, it's QuickBooks stuff, right? It's like, all right, I got to get my QuickBooks in order. I've got, because I'll need to do all that for the taxes. And, you know, as we get into that season. So yeah, what are you doing right now, everybody, that really can be, you can be back on in the saddle. You can be determined to work on something.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I like this. It's a trine. It's the only trine that sun times Saturn.
Right. Right. And so let's move on to, we're skipping a decent portion of the week and going to October 28th, Saturday, Mars opposing Jupiter retrograde.
Yeah, this is make or break. And this is a willingness to take on the world, you know, Mars in opposition to Jupiter. And Mars is very strong. Mars is in his own sign of Scorpio. And there's just this like energy, increased energy that Jupiter is providing. But there's a thing like this, but do you really need to do all that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, therefore I suggest your big dream can engage some powerful advances, but let it be, you know, put all your power into the one big dream. You know, it's Jupiter. What's the one big thing? What's on your scope that you want to take on? You don't need to do everything, right?
Right. So we have two more transits that same day, the full moon at 5 degrees of Taurus.
This is one of the second of two eclipses that we're in. This is eclipse season. We had the last one that Saturday on the 14th, and that was a solar eclipse. Now we're at the lunar eclipse 2 weeks later, mm-hmm. where the moon now is on the other side, and we got a full moon. So the sun is in Scorpio, we just mentioned. It just got here, and it's 5 days into Scorpio. So that means the moon has to be at 5 degrees, the opposite sign in Taurus, for it to be a full moon. So it's a partial. We're not going to see it here in the United States. We did see the solar eclipse here in the United States, but this is going to be now in Europe. So, you know, they're linked. And so you may want to check out, you know, what happened. Well, we do know what happened in the world. I'm calling this one Spill the Truth. There may be a grand surprise. And why I said this, and let's kind of refer back to, because in my big group this today, they asked me about the eclipse. And this group is from Europe that I was today. And, you know, a week before the eclipse, we had that Mars square Pluto, which was I called popping off. And then we get the eclipse and it's on the axis of Libra and Aries. And so Libra and Aries is about, Libra is the peace and Aries is the war. So literally war and peace, or war, you know, peace and war. So this is being seen in Europe. So wondering what kind of information will be coming out around this, whether it's this day or after. But, you know, eclipses last for at least a 6 month period, because we need to now see the new moon in Taurus, which is not for 6 months. But so, you know, I know this war that's going on. I did just hear that the Hamas is releasing some American kidnapped, you know, a mother and a daughter. So hopefully there's some sort of like release, again, spilling the truth. What could be a grand surprise? We got, you know, Mercury is still connected to the sun, and Jupiter is connected to the moon. So we're still in this caught between a rock and a hard place.
Right. It sounds like that. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy for the hostages that they did, you know, release, and still praying for the people who have lost their lives over all of this. And well, let's continue on. Sales, still the same day. Mercury opposing Jupiter retrograde.
Promising. This is nice for interpreting big ideas. Keep it simple because that is best. You tend to get into the weeds without purpose when you're trying to do too many things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Mercury. Mercury is the detail opposing Jupiter. Jupiter's all the bit, all everything and plus.
The big picture. Yeah.
It's the and plus, right? Mm-hmm. And Mercury is like, let's just keep it simple, stupid, you know, that kind of thing. Like, let's just get the details. But it is promising. Again, it could be that because it's just about 7 hours after the lunar eclipse. And I'm wondering if there is some Mercury conversations, negotiations around some big, big idea, you know? So,
right.
You know, wondering if there's some negotiation going on behind
this. That would be lovely, right? Yeah. So let's move on to the next day and the end of the week, October 29th, Sunday, Mercury conjunct Mars.
Yeah, now Mercury and Mars are together. They meet up, they meet up once a year, but not all the time, or, you know, rarely, I could say, that they're meeting up in Mars's sign, Scorpio, right? Mm-hmm. So Mercury has to take on the role wherever Mars is, particularly because Mars is in his own sign, his own domicile. So Mercury is now visiting Mars's haunted house, basically, right? So stand on your word, you know, softly. Meeting up with the ruler gives marching orders. Mercury's happy to move alongside of, you know, sometimes it's better to be partnered with, you know, allied with somebody that is strong. You know, versus opposing. So, you know, mental assertion so that you can get things accomplished, but make sure you take a break for lunch, right?
Right.
Make sure you take a break because you can get over, you know, exhausted.
Right.
What is that called? Overworked.
Right.
What is that called though? It's called?
Oh, burnout.
Burnout.
Oh, okay. It's the hot topic word. Well, okay. So, I mean, a big week, but mainly weekend. So let's move on to talisman times. There are no finished talismans, but the upcoming talisman, however, is Saturday, October 28th, to excite my group of friends.
I instill a sense of tame wildness with the people I enjoy the most. We agree on new exciting escapades for fun purposes. Now, this is the lunar eclipse day. And so this is kind of the wild card because the moon is in Taurus, which where the moon is exalted, but is making a nice connection and a conjunction with Jupiter in Taurus. So, you know, to kind of instill a sense of tame wildness. I didn't think that wild tameness sounded good, but
wildness, it makes sense to me. And it's kind of like how I like to be around and surrounded by some of my girlfriends, you know, where we're like, we're being wild, we're being outlandish, we're laughing, you know, at the top of our lungs and we, you know, kind of unabashedly are ourselves, but at the same time, we're not being harmful or hurtful or, you know, outrageous.
It's like, because we agree on new exciting escapades for fun purposes. You know, I love that.
Like it.
Back in the day with Jackson.
And just as.
Wait, who's Michael Jackson's sister? Who's saying escapade?
Janet Jackson.
Janet, I couldn't. Where's she been? She needs to be more in my life. Janet Jackson did that whole song with escapade, which I always loved.
It was her album, I thought.
Yeah.
Well, and just as a reminder to everyone, the October talisman of the month has been sold, but stay tuned for next episode where we announce next month's the November talisman of the month. let's move on to the horizon, where we have our November forecast and November cheat sheet. That's the astrology cheat sheet, where we have all of the dates and descriptions listed for you all in one printable PDF. That is October 28th. And if you want to watch live, join on our Patreon community site and sign up for a Big Dipper trial, and you'll be able to be there live and ask any specific questions that you have, even about your own chart. We also, even before we get to the 28th, on the 26th, which is the Thursday, we are hosting a free event. This is basically learning the basics of Mercury and taking a sneak peek into what is going to be taught during the Mexico retreat. Do you want to talk a little bit more about this free event?
Yeah, it's you know, something that you've been wanting to do, and we finally got to put it together. And you know, I'm teaching Mercury. I've never taught Mercury before at a retreat. Mercury is just going to be coming out of his retrograde when we get to Mexico. However, he'll still be in shadow. So far, I'll be having all of the attendees write things in their diary, write things in their calendar, giving them dates. I want to give dates to people here because Mercury is the teacher and the trickster. Mm-hmm. But Mercury has gotten such a bad rap about his retrograde cycle. Just because he goes retrograde three times a year doesn't mean he's, you know, mischievous the whole time. And it's just really about us pausing. And if we know these dates and we know these times of the year, we pause too. And we go into the unconscious world of ourselves, of what is bubbling up for us to look at. And that's why we get tripped up, because we need to live in a forward moving world. Mm-hmm. Right? It wasn't always the case. We weren't on this, you know, conveyor belt of getting things done and making money and getting done with projects and just being on this really treadmill
of, right,
moving ahead. There is time 3 weeks, three times a year, to sit in reflection.
Yes. And so with this free event, if you sign up, you get your natal chart sent to you, as well as if you get to pick one person, if anyone that you want to learn a little bit about how you interact in this, you know, in the way that your Mercury, AKA communications, interact, you can do that as well. So it's going to be a very, very cool webinar. Well, and then
What I'll be teaching really strongly at the retreat is, you know, we always hear about your love language, but what is your language? You know, how do you speak? How do you think? You know, how, when somebody tells you something and you're learning something, where's their Mercury and where's your Mercury? Is it in water? Do you have two, mm-hmm, water signs that you're communicating, right, with? You know, somebody really important in my life has their Mercury in a earth sign.
Hmm.
And my Mercury is in a water sign. And so earth and water, you know, can mix.
Get
buddy.
But
you're still coming from opposite, you know, ends of the axis.
The spectrum. Mm-hmm.
So you can understand, but when you get somebody off of that aspect, right? When you're getting
water and fire
with a fire sign, with somebody's Mercury in a fire sign, oh, that's steam. You almost have to practice being patient.
Mm-hmm.
With that person. So we're going to be diving into a lot of, you know, who's your boss? Who's your significant other? Who's your child? Who's your neighbor? Who's your sister?
Right.
But we can't do all of that on our free event, but it's just kind of a teaser as well of what we're teaching. We still have a couple more spots left at our for our Mercury Mexico. Mexico Mercury retreat.
Yes. Speaking of which, I'll give the dates here again. January 6th through the 13th. That is all it takes to really reset, recharge for the new year of 2024. And any of our podcast listeners, you get a very special discount. You can, if you use podcast, you can get $300 off your retreat cost. So we do have two more spots. And if you are even in like inkling, thinking about it, don't forget that you can book yourself a 15-minute free call with Sandy to ask any questions you need. That link is in the show notes if you have any questions. Let's move on and into our house where we have a special message. And that special message, one, is we were going to talk about your messages that you were providing your international group that you were helping out with and co-creating with today, but also the message that came in for you for a very special surprise for plans tonight.
So, yeah, let's see, to keep this sacred, right, that I was invited to a really sacred event. Of course, we did it online with a beautiful bunch of women that are studying High Priestess. And it's a long class that they end up getting initiated in Egypt. But I was pulled in to do the Venus Star Point and doing everyone's in the class, Venus is their Venus Star Point. And then coming to give a message from this birth, from the time we had that August timeframe until our next birthing cycle is in June of next year. And what these women are birthing individually, because I looked at all the charts. Mm-hmm. So I did that this afternoon, which was just like, wow. It was so cool to be like people from all over the world and doing individual. I love, you know, I do have some clients around the world, but I think there was one person from this country. But everybody else was, you know,
from international
Italy and Switzerland and Greece and Milan.
That is so cool. That's so cool. And we are so lucky to be able to do something like that. Mm-hmm. In this day and age, right? Where we can video chat, we can even have those sacred spaces to come together and learn a little bit more about ourselves, our personal qualities, and even the things that we're really working on, you know, what we're birthing. So very cool. I know it was a success and congratulations again. And then after giving all of those messages away, you received one special message just a little bit later.
We got on here to go, to set up our podcast recording. And I had to go back and get a picture to you or something. And I went on, I'm like, oh man, remember we went to the coffee shop and we had our meeting. We did a 2024, you know, meeting, which was actually, we were talking about how kind of like it was a mishap.
It was. There was no Wi-Fi at the coffee shop. And then, you know, we were at a community table and we couldn't talk too loud. And it was just like, well, we're going to keep trying.
Yeah, we just, because we don't do that often. We either talk on Zoom or, you know, while you're in the studio. And we thought, oh, you know, let's separate. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get kind of dressed up and we're going to go to the coffee shop that everybody goes to up at the corner that I've never been in. And oh my gosh, okay, and we're going to sit and we're going to do our work for our goal setting for 2024. And we were so excited. We gathered everything up and sit down and it's packed. And all there is a community table, but there was nobody sitting there at the time. So we try to log on and the Wi-Fi's done out. Down. Uh-huh. So I thought, oh my God, there was something I saw hanging on the bulletin board as we walked in, and it said Eurydice. And it was this woman in a wedding gown holding her flowers running through the fields. And of course, if anybody knows Eurydice's myth with Orpheus, of course, I just coming back from Greece teaching myths, that right. I was like, oh, Eurydice, what is this? Oh, it's a play by the Writers Theater, which is in Glencoe. It's a half hour away. And, you know, I see that it's almost over, right?
And you snapped a picture of it just to make sure that you had all the details.
When I was looking for a picture for something, I go, oh my God, that Eurydice, that a picture I took. And I'm like, oh man, I really, really want to see that. That would be so enjoyable. That's some entertainment that I get out of the house for.
Right.
I went onto the website while you were setting up this podcast and I'm like, oh man, it's over this weekend. And of course I've got an overnight retreat to do. And it sold out on Sunday. The last day was Sunday. It sold out. And I'm like, is there any tickets available for this? And they said, there's one available for tonight. I'm like, one, one seat by its damn self. And I'm like, one and two and three, buy it. So kind of that fun
right.
of the energy of, you know, what I wanted, you know, don't hem haul too long. Because it's time to get, you know, stuff going. And it's really interesting because today is, you know, we're recording this on Friday on the 20th. And today we got that sun conjunct Mercury, you know, the Kazemi I did on my little Instagram this morning. It's like, getting your mind stimulated from the stars. Ask all your active angels, deities, and spirits that there is a request for you. And that's what I felt like.
Super cool. Because
it was like, oh, I really want to go to it. And then immediately the website says, we have one ticket available tonight. And I had just told you, oh my God, I have a free night. I don't have any plans.
Right.
I'm going to go upstairs and read more Mercury because I've got two new books. And here I'm going to be enjoying Eurydice and Orpheus myth.
So cool. So cool.
She gets pulled down to Hades and he goes after her.
But yes, and we're going to have to discuss this more on a future podcast.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyway. So yeah. Well, thanks for sharing those messages to so many. And then also listening and receiving your message and opportunity. And you took it. I'm very happy and proud of you. So I think that's a wrap on our podcast episode today. Thank you everybody for joining in. It is such a pleasure. We always hope that you stick around and wait till these last little sign-off moments because we have one of our favorite songs coming up for you, and that is from Satsang. And it is about to play. So let's go ahead and also don't forget to share this podcast and review. All right, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.